Unit 2. The Story of Father's Day. Father's Day, contrary to popular misconception, was not established as a holiday in order to help greeting card manufacturers sell more cards. In fact, when a Father's Day was first proposed, there were no Father's Day cards. Mrs. John B. Dodd of Washington first proposed the idea of a Father's Day in 1909. Mrs. Dodd wanted a special day to honor her father, William Smart. William Smart was a Civil War veteran. His wife, Mrs. Dodd's mother, died in childbirth with their sixth child. Mr. Smart was left to raise the newborn and his other five children by himself on a farm. It was after Mrs. Dodd became an adult that she realized the strength and selflessness her father had shown in raising his children as a single parent. The first Father's Day was observed on June 19, 1910, in Spokane, Washington. At about the same time, in towns and cities across America, other people were beginning to celebrate a Father's Day. In 1924, President Calvin Coolidge supported the idea of a national Father's Day. Finally, in 1966, President Lyndon Johnson signed a presidential proclamation declaring the third Sunday of June as Father's Day. Everyone has got a story of his father's love. Here is one told by Bert Klompas.
After Mom died, I began visiting Dad every morning before I went to work. He was weak and moved slowly, but he always had a glass of fresh orange juice on the kitchen table for me, along with a note saying, "Drink your juice." Such a gesture, I knew, was as far as Dad had been able to go in expressing his love. In fact, I remember, as a kid, I had questioned my mom, "Why doesn't Dad love me?" Mom asked,
"Who said he doesn't love you?"
"Well, he never tells me," I complained.
"He never tells me either,"
she said, smiling.
"But look how hard he works to take care of us, to buy us food and clothes, and to pay for this house. That's how your father tells he loves us. Do you understand?"
I nodded slowly. I understand in my head, but not in my heart. Many years later, after drinking the juice Dad prepared for me, I walked over and hugged him and said, "I love you, Dad." From then on, I did this every morning. My father never told me how he felt about my hugs. Then one morning, I hugged him extra hard and said what I'd always wanted to. "You've told others you love me, but I've never heard it from you." Dad looked uncomfortable. He seemed about to speak. Then he shook his head. "Tell me," I shouted. "All right, I love you," Dad finally blurted. In that instant, something occurred that I had never seen before. His eyes glistened, then overflowed. I stood silent. Finally, after all these years, my heart joined my head in understanding. My father loved me so much that just saying so made him weep, which was something he never did in front of family. Mom had been right. Every day, Dad had told me how he loved me by what he did and what he gave.